Every summer and fall, Prima brand peaches and grapes from Fresno-based Gurawan Farming can be found in supermarkets across the country. But the workers who pick the fruit are currently at the center of one of California's biggest labor conflicts. FM 89's Diana Aguilera reports that the stakes are high for both the company and the UFW.
Most elections usually follow a somewhat predictable pattern. People vote on candidates or an issue, someone collects the ballots, someone else counts the votes, and then you get the results. But when it comes to California's Agricultural Labor Relations Board, it's a bit more complicated. A year and a half after workers at Fresno-based Gurawan Farming held an election to determine the future of their relationship with the United Farm Workers Union, the votes remain uncounted, locked away at a nondescript office in Visalia.
Where are those ballots?
They're in a safe here in this office.
And what do you do with them?
Nothing. We're just keeping them here until the board says it's time to open them and count them, or time to destroy them, or whatever the board decides to do.
That's Silas Shaver, the regional director for the ALRB.
I'm not going to tell you any more details than that.
No, I am. Okay.
Shaver helps run the state agency that is investigating claims that the process before the vote wasn't fair. It's just the latest chapter in California's largest ag labor battle of the last decade. It pits the UFW, founded by Cesar Chavez, against Gurawan, the nation's largest peach grower. In the middle are as many as 5,000 workers who both sides claim are being denied their rights, and the ALRB, which is responsible for holding elections and enforcing the rights of workers. The fight has attracted national attention from groups on both the left and the right. The stakes are high. A win for the UFW could give the union a major membership boost after years of struggles and cause ripples throughout the state's multi-billion dollar ag industry. A win for the company would be a major setback in the effort to re-energize organized labor in California fields. Philip Martin is a farm labor expert at UC Davis.
It's clear that there's much less union activity today than there was 40 years ago in California agriculture. If the UFW were to win, clearly this would be by far their biggest contract.
The roots of the conflict go back 25 years. After an election in 1990, the UFW won the right to represent company employees. Gurawan and the UFW met once but couldn't agree on a contract, and talks ended. Dan Gurawan, who runs a family business, claims the union disappeared.
During that entire time, we never had any contact from them. Not a phone call, not a fax, not an email, not a letter, nothing. They completely abandoned our employees.
Then in 2012, the union returned to the bargaining table. That sparked a movement among some anti-union Gurawan employees like Sylvia Lopez to decertify the UFW.
We don't need the union. They just want our money, and we know that for clear.
Lopez says she's been working at Gurawan for 15 years. She claims the majority of Gurawan employees don't want the union to represent them or to take 3% of their paychecks in dues. She also says many current employees weren't around for the 1990 vote.
The ALRB office that's supposed to protect our rights and let us to have a free choice to choose if we want to be represent or we don't for the union, and now they're the one who's forcing us to have a contract with the union.
In November 2013, Gurawan employees got to vote on the union in a decertification election. But today, a year and a half later, the ballots still haven't been counted over charges that Gurawan illegally promoted the election and tried to turn employees against the union. The company denies the accusations, which were the subject of a six-month-long hearing. An administrative judge will soon decide whether the ballots from the decertification election should be counted. Dan Gurawan says there's only one fair option.
We want our employees to be able to choose for themselves whether to be part of the union. They embarked on this decertification drive. So clearly, the only fair and equitable way to decide this entire thing is to count the ballots.
But not all farm workers agree with the anti-union sentiment. Maria Perez, who voted during the decertification election back in 2013, says she voted for the union.
I like it because with the union, I mean, you have rights. It's not that I don't like the company. It's about the rights. It's about the benefits, and it's about the worker.
Perez says she worked at Gurawan Farming, picking peaches for nearly 10 seasons. But in 2013, she started supporting the union and never got a call back to work there again.
So I'm still waiting for today to give me my job back, but they're not, because they know already that I'm supporting the union, so they don't want me there.
The election is critical because if the UFW prevails, a little-known state law allows a mediator to impose a contract on both sides. The UFW's National Vice President Armando Elenes says the contract would give farm workers more protections and job security.
When we were talking to these employees again in 2012, they weren't really complaining about their wages. They were complaining about working conditions. They were complaining about being terminated, about being disciplined.
Elenes says the union never disappeared and wants the company to follow along.
What's really about is for these workers to try to improve their conditions and trying to get their union contract. And a company that's using its vast amount of resources and not allowing these employees to have that.
He says they have no other option than to have the mediator impose the contract, since even recent talks with the company failed.
After numerous sessions of negotiations, we had workers there, of course. The workers and us saw right away that it wasn't going to go anywhere. And so they said, look, we got to invoke the mediation law.
But Garawan is challenging the mandatory mediation law itself in court, saying it's unconstitutional because it doesn't give workers the right to vote on the contract. His lawsuit and the controversy over the election have ignited a fierce debate over the future of ag-labor relations and the role of the ALRB. Critics like Sylvia Lopez claim the agency is favoring the union and its employees have close ties with the UFW. In February, at a rally outside the state capitol, Lopez engaged in a shouting match with UFW spokesman Mark Grossman.
Why you don't count the votes so you can know who wants the union and how many who doesn't want the union?
There's a judge that's been hearing testimony since September on those.
One of your friends?
No.
Oh, for sure. He's a judge from the ALRB.
That's an independent state agency. It has nothing to do with the UFW.
Oh, are you sure?
The ALRB's Silas Chauver denies the claims that the agency is acting unfairly.
Our job is to protect the process, to carry out a careful investigation.
But he says when it comes to the case, it's complicated.
The judge and the board really has to be neutral, right? They have to look at everything from both sides and analyze all the evidence and make a decision. For us, under the general counsel, because we're a prosecutor, we look at the evidence impartially when we're investigating a case. And then we have to make an assessment. Once we make an assessment that there's been a violation, then we're no longer so neutral, right? Because we're prosecuting somebody.
And labor historian Nelson Lichtenstein with UC Santa Barbara says the ALRB exists to help farm workers organize.
The point of the ALRB is to facilitate trade unionism in agriculture. Now, they have rules and you can't violate the rules, but that is the point of it. I mean, it was established for that purpose.
The fight between Garawan and the UFW has attracted national attention. Big farm organizations, including the Western Growers Association, are supporting Garawan's efforts. Other groups, such as the Center for Worker Freedom, have helped organize anti-union demonstrations. They're associated with a conservative advocacy group, Americans for Tax Reform. The UFW side has also found a sympathetic audience. City leaders in Berkeley, Los Angeles, and San Francisco have all passed resolutions demanding Garawan recognize a union contract. Back in Visalia, Silas Chauver says the ALRB is just trying to do their job in an unusual case that's at the center of attention in California's agriculture industry.
Has there ever been a case this big? I don't know. I think we just had the longest hearing that we've ever had. But this is certainly big, and I think it's unique as far as how complex it is.
An administrative judge is expected to rule by May whether the ballots from the decertification election should be counted. Meanwhile, the hearings have started in Garawan's case challenging the state mandatory mediation law, and it's currently in the 5th District Court of Appeal. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Yana Galera.